things to be noted. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board or council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on this posted agenda. And all planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or the County Clark County Planning Commission for final action. So we would ask if you would please turn off or mute your cell phones or other electronic devices. And if your item has been heard, if you'd please take all private conversations out into the office area so we can proceed with the meeting. We would appreciate that. So this evening, I'd like to ask Stacy if you would open us with a Pledge of Allegiance.
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated. I'd like to have a roll call of the members of the board for the record.
Stacy Lindberg.
Teresa Krolak-Owens.
Sharon Stover.
Evan Wishengrad.
So we do have a quorum.
Rachel did ask to be excused. She had a business obligation this evening.
All right. Great. And then if the county staff would please introduce themselves.
Laura Fegley, Clark County Current Planning.
Okay. Sue Baker with Commissioner Larry Brown's office.
All right. There is a period of public comment at the beginning of this meeting that's devoted to comments about items that are on the agenda. No discussion or vote will be taken on the agenda item if you choose to discuss it early. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they're presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction not appearing on this agenda, then please wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and we ask that you would step up to the speaker's podium there, and if applicable, clearly state your name, address, and please to spell your last name for the record so we can be sure that we have it spelled correctly. And so at this time, I would like to ask for an approval of the May 30th, 2017 minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes on May 30th, 2017.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes stand approved. And then we need to approve the agenda tonight. I would like to combine a couple of items. Items 4 and 5, we will hear those together. And then items 8, 9, and 10, we will hear them together also as a group. So, can we have a motion to approve the agenda as stated?
I move to approve the agenda for June 27th as stated.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. The agenda is approved. And then I'm going to turn it over to Sue Baker for informational items.
Sure. I just have two items tonight, and the first is if this is not your first time at the Lone Mountain Town Board, you'll notice we've got a little different configuration. We like to move the furniture around, just like at home. We got a new item, which is a camera, which we've never had before. So before, when people were presenting, they have a sketch, and it's pretty hard to see. So we're hoping tonight, with our new equipment, everybody has a better visual of what we're discussing, and everybody can see it at the same time versus standing up and showing it to the board members and then here. So if it doesn't work, if you have suggestions after the meeting with how it might have been better for the audience, let us know, because we're just trying it brand new for the first time, so we might not have gotten it quite right. But we're excited that we're all going to be able to be looking at the same drawings as the applicants talking about them. So that was the goal. The only other thing I have is one of the prior zoning items got a little contentious in the community, and that was the congregate care facility at the corner of Tropical and El Capitan. And so, Commissioner, that was approved by you guys. Went to, I'm sorry, Fort Apache? Yeah, not El Capitan, Fort Apache and Tropical. It was approved by the Lone Mountain CAC, but not at a majority. It was denied to the Planning Commission, and it was appealed, and it'll be heard next Wednesday, July 5th, at 1 o'clock at the Board of County Commission zoning meeting. But because we've had so many constituents call about that, Commissioner Brown is actually going to hold a town hall tomorrow night in this room to talk about the concrete care facility, but then in the end, to take any questions for any of the residents who live in the Low Mountain Divider area. So if you have any interest, that'll be tomorrow night at 6 p.m. right here. And that's all the announcements I have.
All right. Thank you very much. So we'll move into our planning and zoning items. Number one is DR0411-17, Wat Sverandoham, design review for the proposed addition to an existing place of worship monastery on 1.4 acres in an RE Rural States residential zone. Waivers of condition to a use permit UC0632-09 for the following: paved driveway approaches, drainage study with future development, and generally located at the south side of Duncan Drive, 225 feet east of Jones Boulevard within the Lone Mountain. So, if you.
I apologize, Susan, you know what? So, we're going to let you. You can stand here and then you can point here and you should pick up, and I'm going to flip the camera when it goes. So the first thing is to try this, if you want everybody to know, this is the location of the item we're talking about right now. So whatever
you. Okay. Good evening. Does this work?
Yeah. Yes, you can lift it up a little if it's too low.
Good evening.
That's just if you want to move around.
Yeah, you just need to pull it.
Just pull it up a little
higher.
Bit.
There you go.
Good evening. My name is Air Pankip, last name PHANHIP, 1900 Newell Road, Henderson, Nevada, in 9014. I'm here on behalf of the Buddhist temple. But anyway, this condition here, I'll be asking a waiver of condition. Okay, the driveway, we would like to withdraw that. We don't go ahead and pave the driveway into that. And the drainage study, according to the monk, they said they did it about 3 years ago, and they put the copy on the low left hand corner right there in the tidal basin right now. I talked to one engineer, friend of mine, he said he did the drainage study years back. So, and now we're proposing to add on the roof to the south, the roof on the side. What we have right now, this all existing on the top over here. So we add on the room right here. Kitchen, we relocate kitchen, we move all existing kitchen out. So we put the new kitchen right here. And the restroom and the closet, the one that the bedroom on. That's what's already in the south, kind of southwest of the house. So up here is all existing.
So is it on that building that's on the detached from the big building? It's down that rectangular building?
Exactly. Okay. We attach to existing.
Right.
And existing just make it more wide open. And also we provide other areas. Northwest elevation, we attach to existing. You see right here, existing, it's northwest. And over here, southeast, right here. And then southwest, that we talked about earlier, right here. And then that's about it. So everything can match our existing room.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And also, we're fixing the existing kind of all of the better.
Has it been started?
Not yet.
Not yet. All right. All right. Does the board have any questions? So we're saying that the little building at the little white building looks like white on there?
Yeah, that one, it's only permitted, that one. Yeah, it's been permitted. We leave the way it is now.
Okay.
Been permitted job.
So where is this being put on it? Just...
You need a laser, huh? I don't have one for that.
That's what I was thinking, or a pointer.
Well, I get a pointer.
Does anybody have a...
I don't think that, it's not going to... Well, you know what it will, though? I actually do think...
Okay, so you're putting it there where the arrow is. You're taking that out and putting it in. And then there was something else about removing some buildings along the south property line.
This right here is only the shape that they will move it out.
Okay.
The elevation that we talked about the drainage right here, right now.
Okay.
And the paving will do that paving to
right
draw
there.
That.
Now
it's better.
Yeah, I just wasn't clear because there already was there, so I didn't realize you're demolishing that part of the building and then putting this back on it.
Think of that. It's kind of old, maybe 60 years old.
Okay, so the paved driveway to approach.
It'd be right,
right
here, right
there.
So it's on the outside of the fence?
Yeah, we got a funny public works on it. So we fight to have it.
Right. The original land use approval required that they do the paved approach for along Duncan Drive, and that has not been done. So
is that in an RNP? Isn't this in an RNP?
This is one of the older ones because it's off of Vegas Drive and Rancho.
It doesn't matter. It's an air
quality.
Air
quality means the amount of cars.
Right. Will they be paving on
the
property?
No, they'll be paving in the right-of-way so that when people go from the asphalt into the commercial, even though it's a place of worship, into the commercial, they'll all
be
on
a residential lot, that's not.
Correct.
Okay.
What we have right now, when we get a squad, a type 2 right now, that's what we got right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's wiped out. So we're going to pave here. Public standard. Do that standard.
And the drainage study with the future development?
I believe, according to what we already did here, that's the basin right here, the concrete basin right here right now, or the collect the water coming out of this way.
So you don't have a drainage study right now?
Correct. All we have on the property at this time is a grading plan that's been used when they previously did the addition, I think it was for the place of worship area on the white roofed area,
right?
So they have like an on-site retention basin in that southeast corner of the property, which was designed. And so Public Works has noted under their analysis that the already approved concrete pad and enclosed structure, so they supported postponing a drainage study at this time for public.
Because there was one done with that original.
Not a drainage study, a grading plan.
A grading plan.
Two different things.
Right, right. Okay, all right.
Okay. Are there any other questions from the board? All right, if there's any questions from the community, if you would please go to the podium and give your name and address and spell your last name, please. Any questions? All right, seeing there are no responders, then we'll give it back to the board to either discuss it or to make a motion.
So in the original, agreement, there was a trap. They wanted a trash enclosure as part of that. Did that just leave the? Was that not in the new one?
In 2009, they waived the trash enclosure.
So it just carries. That's what I said. So that just carries on because we waived the other things as well. So I wasn't sure if we had to waive that again.
No. You do not need to waive it again. It's already been.
So I guess what we're doing is we are waiving the drainage study and the design review because they are paving the driveway approaches.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we're dealing with.
Until further development,
until
a later date, right?
Yes. Is that correct, Lauren?
Yeah.
Until a later date, right?
Should I make a motion?
Sure.
Okay, I'll just move to approve the design review. Do I need to state this part first?
Yes.
Application number DR0411-17, Watts, I'm not even going to try, to approve the design review for a proposed addition to an existing place of worship monastery on 1.4 acres in an RE Rural Estates Residential Zone, subject to all staff conditions, and to approve the waiver number 2, the drainage study with future development because the applicant has stated that they will pave the driveway approaches. That's it.
Okay. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. So it has passed.
Thank you
very much. The next item on the agenda is WS0932-14, ET006-17, Fort Craig, LLC. Waiver of development standards, first extension of time to commence a reduction in lot sizes in conjunction with a proposed single-family minor subdivision on 2.4 acres in an RE residential, rural estates residential, RNP1 zone, generally located at the southwest corner of Fort Apache Road and Craig Road within Lone Mountain. Sir?
Yes, Luis Gutierrez, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 8918. I'm the owner developer, I'm a small developer. Purchased this land in 2015. It was initiated when I picked up the land for a four lot subdivision. I plan to live in one of those homes. We've been dealing with permitting and water districts, all of the departments getting our civils done. And we actually went through an extension of time regarding my minor subdivision. We did that in September 2016. When we did that, I was under the impression that the actual planning was within my extension, where it was to be reduced in size. So when we extended, in my knowledge, I thought that as long as we extended and kept working on the project, that we were pretty much good to go, and that was my case. Since I picked it up, I've never stopped basically working on this project. We paid water fees, went to the health department. There's no sewer there. I guess we fixed the problem now with the sewer department. So we're debating bringing sewer up on Craig, all the way to Craig and Fort Apache, which is a big expense, but we may go ahead and do that. I've got all the receipts. It says on the letter when the notice of final action that we needed to commence, meaning advance in this project, and we have. I'm here because